from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court took arguments on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution for what he sees as official acts when he was president.
It's clear that at the end of the day here, the justices, majority of them, want presidents to have some protection from prosecution, but not as much as Trump wants. And that likely means a complicated opinion, more litigation in the lower courts, and an almost certain delay of any trial in this case until after the November election.
ABC's Terry Moran. There was a sharp slowdown in the U.S. economy the first 3 months of the year. The government reporting the economy did expand, but just at 1.6% during the winter, down from 3.4% the last 3 months of last year. The first freighter departed the port of Baltimore more than a month after a bridge was destroyed.
The Balsa 94, a bulk carrier quietly passing through the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Guided by tugboats, it passes the wreckage of the Dolly, the cargo ship that's been stuck in the downed bridge for more than 4 weeks now. Balsa 94 is one of five ships that's been stuck in port.
ABC's Perry Russum. The Kremlin with bellicose comments after President Biden signed the 11-figure military aid package to Ukraine.
Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov bluntly says of the move, the U.S. is now directly involved in the conflict by increasing the range of the weapon systems it already supplies. But this, he believes, will not fundamentally change the outcome of Russia's special military operation. It will, however, he says, cause more problems for Ukraine itself.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Separately, Russia said it will not attend Switzerland's conference on Ukraine that is set for June. Net neutrality is back. The Federal Communications Commission reinstating rules jettisoned by the Trump administration. They bar internet providers from favoring some sites and apps over others. You're listening to ABC News. The U.S. military has begun building a pier off the coast of Gaza to get humanitarian aid in by boat. Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder is Pentagon spokesman.
I can confirm that U.S. military vessels, to include the USNS Benavidez, have begun to construct the initial stages of the temporary pier and causeway at sea.
Mortars landed in what will eventually be the marshalling yard the pier will support.
The incident in no way delays our efforts to establish the maritime corridor.
At the White House, Vice President Harris led a forum on criminal justice reform, talking about President Biden's recent clemency announcement for nonviolent drug offenders.
If we want to invest in the people of our country, and we're doing it both in terms of people who've been in the system and people who haven't been in the system, it's about access to opportunity.
Kim Kardashian attended. She previously worked with the Trump administration on criminal justice reform. ABC's Jason Nathanson says it's another new way to get your Harry Potter fix.
The seven Harry Potter books have been turned into movies, an upcoming TV series, and several spin-offs. And now the books are getting new life with a new audio recording from Audible. The company will create audio recordings of all the books, not just with one person reading, but with a cast of over 100 performers. There will also be a new score, real-world sounds, the full immersive audio experience. No word who will voice the characters or when we'll hear the first book. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.